think the thing that strikes me as being unique about this event, we're used to dealing with weather and agriculture, but what strikes me is how widespread this is, traveling all across the state from Sioux City to the Quad Cities, and the sustained winds that we saw. From a cropping standpoint, of course, this is a year that has brought challenges in that we have parts of the state that had been experiencing up to D3 drought conditions, and we were experiencing crop damage because of that. And then we had parts of the state, central Iowa and east central Iowa in particular, that were looking at potentially historic crops and really things looking very, very good. And both areas now are dealing with the aftermath of this storm.